Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to BB and the Boys. We have a great show for you tonight. We do have our guest, Ms. Donna McKittrick, DMAC, very known in the entertainment industry. She will be on talking about what she's got going on. So everyone look forward to that. And, of course, you got Mimi with her wonderful drink selections and Roger's Fitness, George's Business Tips, and, of course, can't forget CB. Without me, there'd be no CB. So roll that beautiful beam footage, George, and let's start the show. Welcome to CB and the Boys.
So we get down, baby.
That's how we get down. I was looking like you for a second there, Roger.
Right. Look, y'all can read. Pick it up. Figure it out.
All right. All right. And we are back. Welcome to TV and the Boys, everyone. Got my crew in the building. The fabulous Mimi Acosta with us. Sis. How's it going today?
I am present and accounted for, honey.
All right. And Mr. Roger Huckins, what is up, Roger?
What it does, cuz. What's going on, family? How's everybody?
Hey, it's going. And what's up, Mr. George? Five Girl Boy Home Man, what is up, George?
He double.
George zoned out on us.
George left the building. George.
Well, George. Hey. That's not a frozen screenshot. I just want him to know that Brother George got things to do, so we won't interrupt him at the moment. It's all good.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Hopefully everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day. I know. You know, it was a great time to drive if you are an Uber driver or a Lyft driver or a rideshare driver. So, hey, George is back in the building. What's up, George? Or not. Okay.
If we could hear what was up, we would be appreciative. I know. Yes. I feel the same way. Piss on them. That's what I think. You show right. Just make up your own answers and shit. That's what I think.
Right. We'll have to mouth the words.
George is
going to
have something.
Like, okay.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot to say to us, though, when he gets back in.
Yeah.
That was about that.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Right, right.
But
what's jerking, people? What's really jerking?
Well, I want to apologize for everybody. Like in the beginning of the show, if you heard a lot of feedback, that was me. I forgot to mute my mic, so we're all good now. No feedback. Nothing but good feedback. It's all good. Yay. So, throw that out there.
It doesn't look like it's all good. There is something in the listening center somewhere, and that would be CD. Mute your PC, baby.
CD.
Yeah.
It is.
So, yeah, whatever's popping is popping on anyone. We don't know. Okay. Well, I think we can all hear one another.
Yeah.
I know Mimi, TB, and I can hear each other, so I'm not sure. She must be coming from up above. So, yeah, we'll let them figure it out. Hopefully everyone can hear us out there. Not sure if they can because of what's going on with G, though. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. Look, we are about a week and a half out from, hitting the international waters. So I hope, you know, we hate that Mimi's not making it. It's killing me. You're killing me, girl. You know, you're messing up the two pairs. You know, now we three peas and not four.
I know. But
There's a lot going on over here, so I got to pause
and make sure that the home front and the health is on point.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, you can't have a good time if you got that concern on your head. So, take care of everything that you got to. Yeah, but we'll be repping, and I know we were talking about it off the air a little bit. If you could log in and all that, it would still be great that you could be in studio while we're doing our thing really quickly. It looks like thank you. Some of our listeners out there kicking in saying that right now. I know George is working on it. Looks like something was handled, G. I'm getting some feedback from my girl, Jay. Well, the feedback is gone on that end. So Trey said I can hear everyone good. Okay.
And that was just a minute ago, so it looks like we're good.
We are. I know that, gee, we know you're not, but it looks like, folks on our receiving end are good. Yeah. So we're getting that part of it. And now it's back. Okay. We're literally mic checking and radio check, like sound checking all over the place. Hey, thank y'all out there. Sorry about that. I appreciate it. Let us know.
Well, everyone knows that this is live, unscripted, and things happen. We know this. So.
Like good times.
That's what it is.
Damn. So, yeah, we'll figure that out.
What happened was.
You sure right. Yeah, I think we may have figured out the culprit. I wasn't even gonna start it on my hating today, but see, you making me do it. Damn, I got to go back to my '80s hating again.
I'm really not. So let's just talk about something else. Let's talk about what you're drinking over there, Roger.
Oh shoot, you know me. So look, for y'all, I went old school on y'all, my old school anyway, when Rod feels it, I got to go back to the Jack and Cream. That's my thing. And every now and then, I'm pissed at A&W, by the way, for taking the caffeine out of them, but the Jack and Cream soda, that's righteous right there. That was my go-to for a long time. Yeah, that was my go-to for a long time. So anyway,
When I started on the show, okay, we can hear you just fine, George. Okay, Jake said we can hear you, George.
George hasn't said anything.
No, I don't know.
But we can on this end.
Yeah.
He's not speaking.
No, he's mute. Revelation?
No.
Resolution? You guys are killing me. Thank God.
Yeah, wherever Jay is at, Jay can hear it fine, but somebody is not hearing it, and that includes us.
Right.
We're not hearing him.
Thank you, Trey.
But you guys can hear George as opposed to us. Sounds like everybody can hear you, G. Everybody but us.
Well, that looks like Facebook, so maybe not everybody on other platforms.
Right. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Considering I was muted in Blog Talk, that was the problem. But I'm not the one that usually unmutes all the microphones. But there's enough callers in here. I didn't even see it. But CD, on the other hand, her computer is not muted because I could hit it over here. If I can mute you from my end, see, look what happens. But if I mute you, now no one can hear you.
We don't.
You can talk all you want. Ain't nobody gonna hear you because it's your
what
computer,
are you talking about?
Your PC.
No, it's not. No. I showed you.
Okay, you're fine. Go ahead. Right. How you doing, folks? I had to switch out the backdrop because of the upcoming event.
Oh, you sure? All right, I didn't see that. I didn't check that out.
Yeah, she did it. Right. Now, look, CB got jokes. I know how to fix that.
Okay, I didn't even see
that.
Wrong with the show.
I had to do the backdrop.
Right.
So what
right.
happened was, family, is that we're going to just move forward. And I'm going to, because I'm not finished with this yet. This is a pretty big, big bottle of tequila.
It's
of
one of
vodka.
You, damn.
So I'm the drinker. Anyway, I am having coconut rum and Coke on tonight for CB and the boys while we get our technical difficulties handled. And this is my big old right here with my big old red straw. And it's awesome.
Mimi, it's almost like a birthday glass, but every damn week. So, I mean, like, you're just going to have, like, 52 birthdays, huh? You're so
it's
right.
My birthday again.
Right. Like, I have 9 or 10 of them a year. Right on.
This is the TV and the boy shop.
Well, shit, let me go straight to the bottom. I don't want to look too bad. Hey, all right. Yeah. Get your church fan out. All you got to have is a Martin Luther King church fan. You'll be straight.
Hey, look, first Somebody of all, don't blame me.
Don't do it. I was like, oh, shit, don't do it.
I was hot just a little while ago, and I was like, where's my fan at? I got to find my fan.
Damn. All right. Now, we'll be jacked up as if I pulled that shit out. Then y'all be worried if I pulled one out.
You know what? You pull that shit out, I'll be worried about the home front. I'll be like, okay, mama, what's going on?
I'd be like, two snaps twisting the kids, bitches.
Oh.
Okay, I'll
stop.
You're
killing me,
Smalls. No, I'm not. So,
don't do that. We're going to get some invites.
You know,
hey.
Hey, listen. Hey, okay, this shit, a compliment's a compliment. I don't care where I get it. I ain't particular.
Hey, I hear that. We are having a good time. We're having a good time tonight. Wherever you are, we're hoping you're having a good time.
That's wild to me. Hey, listen. My work week is over, so yeah, I think I'm going to. It's been trying a little bit, but yeah, my work week is over today, so. Is on and chopping for me. On and jerking. I even got my content loaded, I think, perfectly right. Shit, watch out for me tonight. I'm messing up doing things okay.
Is that what happened to my, yep, I see it.
I was trying to tell
you. Did you delete
anything? Because
I got a video that's missing.
Oh, shit.
Our new intro video.
I don't know. Oh. I might have moved it. I didn't delete anything, though. See, you can't let me play with toys.
Where'd you move it to? Because it ain't here no more. I had to play our old one.
Hey, look at me. I don't even know. I wasn't here, man. I don't know. It wasn't me.
I'm going to take all y'all permissions away. Y'all can't touch nothing.
That's all right. I'll do a fucking puppet show up here with hand puppets and do my shit. I don't care. I'll be up in this.
Look, I'm over here with the little nail polish talking about. Okay, let me just put my little clear on. I ain't touching shit.
Right. Just go and get cool with it. Listen, I admitted it. Damn, what y'all want from me, blood? I owned up to it. It's
it
okay.
We get it back.
Yeah, it did. So,
but
yeah, check it. No. But, look, I got, before we get into that, if y'all don't mind, something I didn't get to last week that I wanted to get to, because, believe it or not, it's still going on, the whole situation with, Ryan Coogler and just the whole black man in general, the whole going into the bank, the whole, it's happened to several different people, obviously, you know, most recently. You have a gentleman who directed Black Panther, who's pretty well known to some, gets arrested for, you know, withdrawing money from. Now, what he did, the way I have some issues with it. I'm probably going to take a different angle, which is going to trip some people out. But long story short, for those that don't know, he went into the bank, tried to get money out of a large amount. He basically gave them a note saying, hey, give me this much money, I don't know, 12 grand, some shit like that, had a mask on, and was like, don't show anybody or don't, you know, do it away from the front, which I understand. I think that kind of caused alarm. The young lady called the police. He was arrested, yada, yada, yada. Now, in my opinion, of course, I know it happens all the time. I honestly think he was trying to prove a point. I really, really do. I'm not saying, I really think he was just trying to prove that, look, even someone well-known who has an account, who has ID, if I go in there and look suspicious or look a particular way, watch what happens. So I think that point was proven. I don't think he was going to go out there and broadcast. That was the intention. But if we were going to call that an experiment, it was highly successful in showing exactly what we knew it would. Now, if we want to talk from a safety standpoint or just anything like that, I wouldn't have been the one to do that. You know what I mean? If you know you've got that kind of bread, you can always ask for a branch manager. You can go into an office. There are lots of ways you can do that. I've done it. But
yeah.
It did prove that they still never suspect us of being legitimate when it comes to that. You're like, you're not even supposed to have that kind of income. You're not, you know, and I've had a similar experience, which is crazy. You know, I've gone into a bank with my sisters and you know, we were going to open an account, a joint account for our siblings, and we had a decent amount of money. And I know for a fact that they sent the only black guy there to work out there to talk with me. And in doing so, they did the profiling, the whole thing. They told me, let's say 10% would be available almost immediately, and then they would hold it because it was a large check for the rest of the time. Well, none of that happened. You know, 5 days went by, no money, and then we got to about 7 or 10. I had to call up there and be a little stern. And once I told them, now I'm just going to take all my money out, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to basically just smear you. And they do all the damage control, but it's far too late then. To me, that's like saying something crazy on air and then apologizing later. You knew exactly what you were doing. So it happens all the time. And it was the same bank. It was the exact same bank, to be honest with you, which I think is funny because I think they're a joke, but you know. Anyway, I was just, yeah. So all that to say, sad, but it happens. You know, the expectation is that we don't have that type of earning potential or that income unless, of course, you know, you rap or, you know, you have a jersey number or some crap like that. So, you know, I think he proved his point. He proved his point well.
Wow.
That's in your town, Mimi, in Atlanta. Popped off in A-Town, which there's a lot of upwardly mobile brothers in Atlanta, so I was a little bit surprised, unless that bank has been robbed a whole lot, which I don't know.
Yeah,
but
either that happened a whole lot or, you know, I don't know, or there's just some real racist people working up in there, one or the other, something's going on.
Well, I believe the individual that called was, don't quote me, I think it was a sister, though, but I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You can't look at someone. And again, yes, when people come in with masks and hand notes over and go, shh, yes, you get suspicious and things like that.
Right.
But
right.
If the gentleman had ID, stop, cease, desist right there. You've got ID and an account number. You know what? It's over. So anyway,
see,
I thought that was
at the end of the day, this is the thing, because I didn't follow that particular story with the whole mask thing. But my thing is, you know, like you said, if you know that you're going to be taking out a large sum, first of all, I don't even want anybody in the line to know that I'm taking out a large sum. And you know that's going to happen because they're going to do the whole counting thing, you know. And they're going to put it in the little counter. It's going to be like, you're going to hear that whole, you're like, oh, shit, that person's taking out a lot of money. You know, so
right.
You just
so
go into a damn office so they can bring an envelope and make it private.
I think that's my point. I think that's why he did that. To me, I stand by that. It was an experiment because he knows exactly what you know. So he did the whole, shh, don't tell anybody how much I'm asking for and count it in the back. Really? Come on, bro. if you've got that kind of money. So, yeah, I think he knew. I just think he was trying to prove a point again. He could have easily gone into an office and had that counted out. Nobody's going to come out and count 12 racks in front of me.
People need to stop testing, whether it's testing the system, whether it's testing companies, testing employees, testing people. People need to stop with the testing nonsense, you know, and just do the right thing, period. It will alleviate a whole lot of the nonsense because people are just like, well, you know what, this person got away with it. Let me see if I can get away with it. Or they did it to that person. Let me see if they're going to do it to me. And then it becomes this big thing. Now, all of a sudden, you have people going to be in every state trying to walk into a place talking about, yeah, let me get $10,000 and shush, don't tell nobody. And it's going to create
the
thing.
Well, the thing is, but don't you agree that he had it? He had the money. It was his money. It was his account. So it shouldn't become a big thing. It should just be if someone has an account and they have that type of money, give it to them. I think, yes,
right.
I do think he was playing the whole experiment role, but it's not really a matter of let me see if I can get away with it as much as watch me prove a point, which brings about change. If enough people, you know, chirp about it, it'll bring about change. It's just, it was exposure. It was an exposure thing, and that's what he did. He exposed the bank and the people, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm with you in that I don't think I would have maybe been the one to try that experiment just because sometimes police don't know, hey, you're being punked, you're part of an experiment, and your ass ends up on a slab. So I may test that a different way, but
exactly.
I do get what he was,
that is my point.
Where he was going with it. Sure, I get where he was going with it, you know what I mean? So that's sometimes better him than me. That's all I can say. I'm not going
right.
to do that. I wouldn't go in anyway. I probably wouldn't go in. But, again, I don't think you can get $12,000 out of an ATM very readily. I don't know.
No.
I don't make a point to do that.
No.
So, yeah.
It'll come out.
Usually there's a limit on it, though, and it's usually not $12,000.
Right.
It ain't 12, it ain't 12 large. It's
but,
like,
no, what will happen is you have a limit that you can pull at one time. Then you have a daily limit. Then you have a daily limit. And depending on how good you are and your relationship is with your bank, you can get that daily limit to be pretty much whatever you want, especially if you got a lot of money.
Now, the problem is
your ATM might have a $300 limit if you go to one of them little bitty ones at the grocery store or whatever, or if you go to a big bank, it'll be like a $500 limit. So that means... And I've actually seen some that were $750 limit. So even if it's $750 at one time, even if it's $750, then you got to keep getting $750 over and over and over again until you get $12,000.
Okay,
right,
so can I say something?
Just as long as your daily limit will allow you to get $12,000, you can get $12,000. You just have to do it in increments of however much that ATM will give you. If it only gives you $300. If it only give you $300, guess what? You
got
to get $300 a whole lot of times. And it's $3.50 every time you do it.
Well, let me tell you guys something. I actually tested that system, and it tested to be true. So I needed like $750. So I took out $500 because I tried the $750, and it was like, it's like over the limit. I was like, okay, let me take out $5. So I took out $5, and then I turned around, and I took out the $250, and it allowed it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
That's where it works. That's what a lot of people don't realize. There's a maximum you can take out at one time on the ATM, but then you have a daily limit on your account.
Yeah.
You know, on the average, most accounts are like around $1,000 to $1,500. But if you say your allowance is $1,500, you're gonna have to get it at, depending on that ATM, at $300 at a time or $500 at a time or $700 at a time.
Right.
Well, I think it was all, you know, resolved and whatnot, but in my opinion, the point was proven, the damage was done. So, needless to say, listen, a lot of mask mandates have been dropped, so folks going there with no skellies on, no mask up, all that shit, I don't know. I don't go into banks very often anyway, so I think it's a little bit ridiculous, but, you know. Nevertheless, just wondering if, you know, if you guys had heard about that, if what you thought. Interesting, some of the stuff that's going on in terms of just people are going off the deep end. Let's take, Smollett, Jussie Smollett. You know, Nate, did he get out? Does anybody know he got out of jail, right? From Empire, did he get out?
I think he did. I think they got him on probation, some nonsense. But CB, tell me something.
Did he go apeshit?
Well, our wonderful guest is waiting in queue, so we need to go ahead and do our segment so we can bring our wonderful guest on so she can talk about this wonderful event that she's got going on.
Right, Miss Wonderful.
So, Mimi, what's on the drink list today?
I did talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it again because this is the CIA. So, three kilos coconut vodka, guys. And I'm having it with Coke on tonight. I had it last week, but the bottle is really big. So, and it's really, really good. it actually takes me out of my little anxiety. It makes me feel like I'm in the islands every time I drink coconut rum. So lately I've been feeling like I need to be there. So I've been taking myself to the islands. So, yeah.
I bet you,
coconut
I
rum
bet you say that to all the drinkers. I bet you do.
You need my backdrop so you really feel at home.
I know, girl, go in. Flattery will get you everywhere, any damn way.
Hey, look, it's my backdrop right here.
Yeah.
That's a front
drop. I'm not
drop.
Touching that. Yeah, I'm not touching that.
So that's where I'm at. So what is everybody drinking? Because you know how I do. I do my drink, and then I got to make sure I got to see what everybody else is drinking.
Y'all already know me. I'm going for number two.
But hold on. Crystal Langford said that in regards to Jussie Smollett, he's in jail, she said.
Oh.
I thought he got out because he whined a whole lot. I think it was a bit extra. Right on, girl. I think it was a bit extra to give him 150 because other people get away with worse. But he put on a performance in court. So I was just wondering, like, if they let him out. I can't call it for good behavior because he acted a whole fool in that courtroom. But he's an actor, and they have a good one, so there you go.
He got all the attention he wanted. Look at that.
He did. I followed the trial, and a lot of stuff didn't add up where he was like, I'm innocent. And I'm like, how? When you weigh all of the evidence and everything that they had, it's like, dude, just admit you screwed up. Like, own your shit. Like, seriously.
But you're paying somebody to beat your own ass. I'm like, well, okay. If the worst, the judge should have been like, look, let somebody, you know what, now I really do want them to beat you up and then been done with it. I don't know, it's goofy. People have gotten away with worse.
Well, because before the trial, I was like, you know, maybe he was set up. You know, maybe it was as he said it was. But the story kept changing. And when somebody changes their story, they're lying, plain and simple, because they forgot what they said before. Because one lie begets another lie because you can't remember the first lie, so you continue to lie and lie and until there's so many lies, you don't know which way is up. So when you listen to all the evidence that they had compiled against him, it was really hard to side with him. You know, like his family is going to be ride or die for him no matter what. We understand that. But you have to be logical and realistic. And when you weigh all the pros and cons and all of the evidence that they had, there's no freaking way that he didn't plan that. It was just none of the stuff added up. It made no sense. And then the two guys who did the beat, you know, who were paid by him, they were pretty adamant. And their story has never changed. But his, on the other hand, has. So it was hard for me to say, yeah, Jussie, you're innocent. I can't. And all good consciousness say that he's innocent.
Jussie just want a little time. Touch. It's okay. Leave him alone. So he got 30 months. He got 30 months. Yeah, he got 30 months felony probation, including 150 days in jail.
I just think that's a whole lot of extra, considering there have been other people who have done far worse and gotten a slap on the wrist. Now, we understand it's not fair. It's guilty until proven innocent in certain people's cases. But I just think, I do think it's funny, but I just think, like, the sentencing didn't necessarily fit the crime when you see hate crimes all over the place directed towards a particular demographic.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you think that that is something that was kind of like, okay, guys, let's do this for some attention, and it just got out of hand?
Yeah, I think he was attention-seeking.
I
really do.
So, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You're on a hit TV show.
It to go the way it went. It backfired on him for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, nothing according to his claim.
He's guilty of being stupid as hell and guilty of being attention-seeking, but that's pretty much it. He's not a danger.
Yeah.
Like, so you weren't the biggest star on the show. That wasn't enough for you. I don't know. I think he's guilty of being a complete idiot, but that's about it.
I didn't understand it because he was doing really great. The dude has an excellent freaking voice. Like, look, he had girls and boys, okay? He had everybody because he had my ass, and I'm as straight as a bumblebee. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, now you know he got some think time in the think tank.
Okay. And hopefully he comes out bigger and better. And you know, I mean, as long as you got talent, you're going to make it. That's just the bottom line. Come on now.
He will because we know that the industry, something like this, we're totally forgiving. Now, if it had been something different, you know, maybe not so as forgiving, but there's still bounce back, you know.
Are Kelly-ish like?
There's a whole lot. That's a little bit more differenter. That's a whole different thing.
Jesse definitely, he definitely will bounce back. R. Kelly?
Yeah.
He's too old for R. Kelly. He's too old for Robert. He's way too old. Shit. He's, you know, Robert likes his meat about 16, 17. He's a little too old for Rob. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm sorry, what were we talking about? My drink is broken.
Yeah. Your fitness.
Your drink sounds like there's ice on it. Like, the ice in the next cup. You can feel it. Feel that thing, man.
Go ahead. Let's get to it. Run it for me, G, and I will have some explanation today. We're working upper body. Rogers, you know, one of my four teeth.
If you got some flabby and flimmy flam, then check this out. Rogers, fitness tip of the week.
Oh, you meant the other video. Hold on. Let me get that for you.
All right. Let's get all everybody in there, buddy.
Let's go, dude.
Basics. We're going with the basics right now. I know people don't like them. Get over it. You have to have them. Good tricep, good neck curl workout.
Feel free to do so, but don't cheat yourself.
They can't hear you, Roger.
It's okay. I'll tell them. I'm just saying if you have to use your knees,
after the video.
Use your knees. It's okay.
I'm just saying they can't hear you during the video. They can't hear you.
All right. Can you hear the video?
Yes.
That's okay. So talk about it. Talk about what we're doing.
He can't. They can't. They won't hear him.
When I'm done.
When we play a video that contains audio, it automatically mutes all microphones. Look at your screen.
Okay,
even my microphone's muted right now.
You do realize
I'll explain it when we get done. Just watch the damn video.
That's some serious stuff.
We can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get it.
You know, he went home and cried like a baby after that was over with.
So we can't hear the video. So what is over that?
You don't have to.
He's not saying anything right now.
Yeah, and I'm not talking.
He's talking right there. He said, "Can I get a push up?"
Push up.
All right, but our listeners need to know what's going on since they cannot see.
Hey,
hello.
All right, check it out. So listen. While these kids keep going with that. So all that to explain was that the whole thing to that is we're working upper body, upper pectoral, lower pectoral, and tricep. That's pretty much what any kind of a push-up or dip is. A lot of people don't like them, but you can modify them, which is where you saw in the beginning. You saw me using my knees and things like that. There's always a way to get something out of it and still get results. So the thing about that is it's a necessary evil. You really have to. I don't care. Listen, for my ladies out there to talk about, but these girls are too heavy. They perk your boobs up. Yes. Push-ups can still help uplift the titties. So you need to do them. Seated dips, close grip. There are a lot of different variations. Like I said, if you want to see a different variation, if you want to ask about a particular area, of your pec, you know, your pectoral area, as well as tricep, give me a shout, because that's what that was all about. And like I said at the end, just being a little ambitious, do a hand clapper, stuff like that. Lots of ways to kind of mix it up and help out. So anything else on your mind, hit me up about it. We'll talk about it. We'll add to that in the coming weeks. And once you get done, enjoy. Everybody needs a reward, man. Mine was that.
All right.
When I got done, I cried.
Anyway, you got home and cried. He took a big drink and went straight to bed.
I did more than you guys saw, too. So, yeah, I did cry when I got home. It was windy, so, yeah, I did. But it's okay. It's all for the cause. It works. Like I said, I'm trying to get back up to a B cup. Keep it moving.
Wow.
Hey, man, listen.
What happened was.
Right. I don't wear bras no more.
You saying B cup, and then all of a sudden you was doing that little hey a little earlier. Please watch it, okay?
I don't need to. See, y'all better Google me. My reputation speaks for itself, child.
That part.
Hey, George, what's the business tip of the week?
Well. So I technically didn't put a big business tip the week together this week.
All right.
So the biggest tip that I'm going to give you right now is going to be go to work. Don't be taking extra time off. Go to work. Just because you own it doesn't mean you get to take all the time off. Go to work. If you don't go to work, then how do you expect your employees to go to work?
No.
Go to work. Even if it's for a little bit, go to work. Even if you just show up for an hour.
Thanks, Kim Kardashian, for that.
Go to work.
Yeah.
I like that.
The hell on. Okay, go, PB.
Go to work.
Like I'm done.
There are no words. That's the same thing Kim Kardashian told us women. Because we women, apparently, we don't like to work. So she said we need to get off our asses and go to work. So, yeah, up yours, Kim Kardashian. Anyway.
By doing what? Like, first coming out with what, a video, and then maybe do what? Like, what was she suggesting? Anyway, let's keep going. Go ahead.
We also just go have sex tapes and become millionaires. How about that?
Wasn't she a model?
She worked them.
Kendall's the one with no shenanigans.
Yeah, right. Kendall's not a part of
they trying to stay away from this.
She's doing her modeling, making her money. The only thing that people had issue with her is that she got where she is because she's a Kardashian. She didn't go on any ghosties. She didn't put in any dues. You know, even Tyra Banks even said that, and so have all the other top models who had to pay their dues to get to where they are. Kendall did.
I'm
going to
change my last name. I'm going to change my last name to
gotcha.
Latina Kardashian. Watch some shit in the next year.
I mean, listen, Mimi, if you want to make a twerk video, I mean, are you in the right place to do it, girl? I mean, you know, down there they probably
right.
Hey,
they all over
hey,
Atlanta.
Hey.
What if you ain't gonna be the Latina Kardashian? Cause you got to pop it, drop it like it's hot, and throw that bitch like a frisbee. So if you ain't
right.
Not over there, all right then, be still.
You got to throw that in a circle. You got to throw that thing in a circle.
Please be still.
Yeah. You know what? I know we got a guest, but real quick, let me ask you guys a question. What Tyra Banks on the? Why is everybody mad? Isn't the rule of the industry not what you know, but who you know? It's not about who deserves it. It's not even about talent. Sorry, it's not. It's about
well,
being resonant and having the right connection.
It may be that now, but in the beginning,
always,
you have to work
always,
your way up. So you have to go do your ghost fees and do your do what
first
you need
of all,
to do.
First of all, guys, in the beginning, you have to go to 106 and Park, and you have to do your dance. You have to sit there, and you have to sing or freaking rap. And if you couldn't sing or you couldn't rap, you was not getting on that, okay? Come on now. You guys know that. Okay, that was in the beginning. We were at home watching this shit from there. You have to have talent.
Facts.
It's damn funny. I like that.
I used to sit there every weekend just to see who the hell is gonna be on or off. Okay, like if you did not, they shut the whole mic off. If you did not have it, if you didn't have that, you weren't doing shit.
Well, you want to be honest about it? Shit, it was the Apollo. If you didn't get booed off at the Apollo, you might have had a shot.
Right there,
the Apollo.
Parallel.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was,
yeah.
He
right.
Start on the Apollo, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what the godfather of all that is?
Gong
the Gong Show.
Yep, that's true. They looking like, what? Yeah, the Gong Show. So, anyway.
I remember the Gong Show, but I never saw anybody, like, get famous off of being on there.
Well, we'll have to do our research. I'm sure there was. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been around for so long.
Besides the whole stuff, Barry. I mean, other than that, Chuck Barris, not Barry.
I'm about to say, beg your pardon. Okay.
Barris,
okay.
Not Barry. Okay. Okay.
Does
that come from me?
Sherilyn, singer Sherilyn.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Gong Show.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I stand corrected. One famous person off the Gong Show. Okay, great.
That's
there
one.
We go.
That's one.
Moving
out
on.
The gate. That's the first one that popped up.
Right, there you go.
Well, get ready to pay the bills, George. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hit it, Ron.
Hey, everybody, it's me, CG. Join us every Wednesday for your midweek motivation, offering you conversation, motivation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So tune in. Let's talk. Join us as we shake things up and toss things out. CB and the boys, join us for your midweek motivation. See ya.
Hey, let me guess what? Another famous from the Gong Show. The one who got recognized from the Gong Show. The late, great Richard Dawson.
Is that
from
right?
The Family
who
View.
Do you know?
From the Family
the
View.
The,
yep. He was a pianist. And he played the piano on the Gong Show. And that's what got him recognized.
Really?
And what year?
I thought
because
he was
also
kissing everybody. Hogan's
Heroes, which was way before the Gong Show.
It was...
I'm a film critic. Don't debate me on that.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the
Richard
people
Dawson,
on here, doesn't have his... Oh.
He was also on
76.
Hogan's Heroes.
1976.
I was such a baby girl.
Hogan's Heroes was in the 60s. And he was also on Family Feud.
He was on Running Man. That's what really counts.
But
that's what really counts. Running Man.
Running Man. All right. But no, but Family Feud got him off the Gong Show.
He may have been a pianist on the Gong Show, but he was on Hogan's Heroes well before that. So
I mean, yeah, I understand.
In the industry.
No, I understand
he
that.
He was already famous.
But what I'm saying is...
We were saying people that got famous after being on the Gong Show, he was already famous. He just happened to be on the Gong Show.
I don't know if you call it famous, but...
He
got
was on
famous.
Hogan's Heroes, which was a show.
Richard Dawson used to
calm
everybody down.
All I'm saying is he got Family Feud from the Gong Show, from being on the Gong Show.
He was already on the Gong Show. Yeah, but he was already famous. That was my whole point. Anyway, moving on. All right, so today we have the fabulous Miss Donna McKissick as our guest. And a little about Donna, she is the CEO of BMAC Enterprises, which is the parent company of Entertainment Exchange of America. And it's a networking vehicle for established and indie filmmakers, producers, directors, talent agents, sport figures, and fashion designers. With BMAC's corporate structure in conjunction with the Exchange of America, they strategize and utilize progressive business models to successfully maximize the profit potential for independents and creatives through a streamlined business approach as they present to potential industry investors. And their mission is to positively impact the professional trajectory of talented individuals whose work often goes overlooked, connecting them to influential leaders in the entertainment industry and professionals who possess the real connections needed to take their careers to the next level of exposure, support, and celebration. So without further ado, I give you Ms. Donna McKissick, BMAC herself. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, CB. Hello, Mimi and Roger and
Hi.
George.
How are you? Good evening.
Hello.
I mean, that was a mouthful. Basically, my company is trying to bring a lot of people together to try to help each other and network to take their careers to the next level. So we're having an event in May on the 13th and 14th, and we'll be bringing a lot of the independent musical artists, filmmakers, fashion designers, sports figures, and even independent business owners who are in need of some support, like an infusion of cash, to help the business get to the next level. Or maybe they have a product that they need to have help getting manufactured, patented, and distributed. So we're bringing them to the table and having them sit across from people with the resources that need to help them, like investors and venture capitalists, philanthropists, some of the A&R reps, and some studio execs and others who have the resources, they have the know-how, they have the ability to really grab hold of that independent creative and help them, just, you know, take them through. And in this event, we're going to also have some workshops where we're going to bring some people from the industry to have a panel discussion. And maybe they'll share their stories about some of the pitfalls that they experience in the industry and give them some industry hacks on how they can avoid, you know, falling into those pitfalls and teach them how to navigate the business. And the first thing they need to understand is that no matter what your gift is, you have to approach it as a business or you're not going to succeed.
Right.
So we're just trying to help them learn some skills.
Where will this be held?
That's awesome.
This will be held in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Well, there are plenty of industry heads there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say again.
What are the dates on that?
May 13th and 14th.
And CB and the boys will be in the building. Mimi is in Atlanta, so she's going to represent. It's going to be a great, great, great event. We're definitely looking forward to that.
Well, we look forward to having you, Mimi.
Yes, definitely. And this is the first annual, correct?
Correct. This is my first attempt at that. We are going to try to have it rotated and even rotate the host. I'll always have my company oversee that support to whatever company wants to come and host it, because we can. This year it's going to be a holistic approach to all entertainment spaces. Next year, the host may want to concentrate on one area of entertainment, like it might want to concentrate on just TV, film, and we'll focus everything that direction, or maybe just music. We'll just focus on that. So I'm going to leave that format up to the next host next year on what they feel that they're being led to do. This year, I just felt very much like we needed to start the first annual event from a holistic approach involving all spaces of entertainment and bringing in people to get that springboard.
Some people will stick and some people will drift. So that's how you will know, is by having everybody on the platform. And you're going to have people that really want to stick around and support and be there year after year. You're going to have people that are going to say, okay, I'll pass and I'll just do my own thing. Whatever. It's all good. That's not something that we have here in Georgia very often. So I congratulate you on that move. That's a very, very good move.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate the time you guys will give to promote my events on your show. Y'all sound like you're having so much fun. Interrupt.
You never know what's going to happen.
No, for sure. And my thing is that we are all in the industry on different platforms for different reasons. So you can definitely, if you have any flyers or you have anything that we can post on our social media, we are very big on supporting. So don't hesitate to send us the information and we will put it out everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the best. I will be sending you that. Thank you so much. So this looks up the format of how the event is going to take place. We start Friday night and we'll have a meet and greet with some light hors d'oeuvres and some live entertainment, where the people who are early bird registrants will come through and start just meeting some of the people that are going to be involved in the event. We do have some celebrities that have shown interest, and I'm getting the LOIs put together so that we can have some good representation from across the whole entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have some come through Friday night, but they're going to really get concentrated on Saturday. But we'll have workshops. We have about 7 tracks, and we'll have panelists in each track. So we'll have a TV film track, a musical track. We'll have fashion, sports, and all day long, we'll have probably an hour session for each track. And all day long, there'll be different panelists that will be discussing different parts of TV, film, or music. You know, for instance, tracks may be talking about the director's cut, and we'll have some directors there teaching them how the director's cut works and why editing and what is being a director mean to them. So since, you know, people in the industry are getting a lot of information, a lot of knowledge will be shared. And Saturday night is how we culminate the whole event. We'll have a invite-only red carpet, formal black tie sit-down dinner. And we're going to feature some of our independent artists. We'll show some trailers for some up-and-coming movies that will be coming out. We're going to have a fashion show with our new fashion designers and their new line for that season. And then after we eat, we're going to just dance the night away.
Nice. Sounds like fun.
We're hoping for
an amazing event.
Thank you so much. And now with everything, you know, we're going to need some support. So we're looking for sponsors. If there are people out there in your listening world, if they are interested in sponsoring the event, I encourage them to go to my website, www.dmacenterprises.net, and click on the Summit tab, and it'll tell you more details about the event and give you opportunities to become a sponsor.
So are you, do you have any success stories that you're that you use in any of your events, or is that what you're actually opening the doors for? Because I know I'm assuming that it's kind of a ground floor getting in and getting started, but up to this point, you know, I'm not sure how long you've been in this particular business or industry. Maybe you can, you know, shed a little bit of light on that. But, yeah, again, do you have any particular success stories of people that have, you know, kind of you've worked with and you've helped take the necessary steps to level up, as it were?
I have been doing Entertainment Exchange of America for about 7 years.
Okay.
And prior to that, parent company, DMAC Enterprises, was concentrated more on the music side. And then I started writing content and doing film myself and moved over into the TV film arena and then started getting musical artists coming to the company and fashion and sports. Because we are brand ambassadors, we get a plethora of folks from the
right.
industry need that kind of support. So
I know that the event is going to be, yes, the event is going to be in Georgia, but you are located where, also in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. I'm also here in Georgia.
Where have you been all my life?
Just waiting for
the day. I have been doing this for, like I said, 7 years, but it's been one-on-one.
Okay.
I wanted to upgrade and do a more at a grander scale so that we could impact more at one time. Because it's always just this one-on-one, one here and one there. I wanted to do something on a grander scale so that more people can be impacted, more people could be blessed by having the resources coming to them.
You are doing that, and you're doing that. Look, that's like at the perfect point of even credit dropping. It's like, okay, 7 years, let's go. You know, I'm really proud of you, I look forward to supporting your movement because that, it's well needed. I mean, we all do that on grand scale. It's crazy because I do that too on a personal level. So to hear you say, this is what I'm doing to this magnitude, you know, I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I agree. I concur 100% with Mimi. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. I appreciate the encouragement. I just had a real desire in my heart to be the change that I want to see. And we all know that the airwaves carry a lot of good, but then it can carry a lot of corruption. Things as well.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to put content out there, be it music or TV, film, or even in the fashion industry. I wanted to put content out there that is more positive, more uplifting, inspirational, and even faith-based to a certain degree. I want that type of content out there so people get their voices. Right now, I don't feel like there's many. So we just wanted to take the airwaves back.
No, for sure. The industry is very tainted, and especially with this 2-year hiatus almost, you know, with the whole COVID thing, you know, a lot of artists have kind of like, you know, drawn back. And like I keep saying, like even like in the magazines that I write for and everything that I do, I always tell artists, reinvent yourself, do not stop, move forward. You know, this is the time to take to, you know, do your music, get your photo shoots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for you to have this platform for them to come to and express themselves, it's awesome. And here in Georgia, we know, you know, it's a mecca for the industry. So yeah. I look forward to being a part of that.
I look forward to meeting you in person.
Yes, yes. Phoebe and the boys will represent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's dope.
If you need any more information.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would love to make it. I don't know. I don't know what's in the cards, but yeah, I would love to make it just to be around and definitely, you know, network and speak with people and love meeting people in person that especially get to come on and share their story and things like that. So who knows, you know, I'm full of surprises. I might pop up. It would be great if I could.
That would be great.
Who's that talking, George or Roger?
That's Roger.
It's Roger.
Roger's the king of popping up.
That he is. That he is.
But really quickly before we go, I had a question. One of our listeners had a question. I just wanted to ask her really quickly. I know we're running short on that time, but one of our listeners wanted to know what are some of the common pitfalls that, let's say, novices fall into? And I know Mimi, myself, I mean, we've all kind of been around the game long enough, but especially with someone like you who is, you know, basically packaging a bunch of different disciplines within this particular occupation, we'll call it. What are some of the common pitfalls that novices may fall into trying to get into the industry, be it front, back door, however, and what is some of the advice that you could give to maybe avoid some of that?
Well, number one, and I think I may have touched on this a little bit earlier, you have to view your gift as a business. You have got to treat it like a business, and you have to brand yourself, and you have to be sure that you have the focus on the fact that if you don't have a business, and I'm talking from business plan all the way up to your exit plan, if you don't view it and approach it that way, you're not going to succeed. That's number one. Number two is you got to have skin in the game. People want to come to you and expect you to help them and get them to the next level, but they don't want to put any skin in the game.
You've got
to come to your budget. And if you're going to have a business, you're going to also have to put together your budget for a business, right? Nobody is going to open a new business as an entrepreneur if not trying to make any money, right? So you got to make sure that you're so that it can be a moneymaker. So you have to have a budget. You have to go have your goals set. And they just come because they've been very blessed because God has gifted them with his talent, and they think that the doors are just going to burst wide open. But that is not the case. You have to take that gift and package it just like it's a business. And that's what I end up having to do a lot of times with my clients, just teaching that process.
Right. Okay. And thank you. I appreciate that. I think we all definitely understand that, but it just helps hearing it from someone who's like, listen, as a person who's gone steps A, B, C, and on, it's just good to know that in order to succeed, it doesn't matter what your platform, what your occupation. Like you said, you really have to view yourself, your brand, your entity as just that. If it's just, I'm going out there and doing it, whether it be for fun or because I'm curious, you're really not playing to win. You're kind of playing not to lose, and that eventually catches up with you. So I like that. You know, you got to build your brand and look at it as a business. So that's job one. And budget. So budget. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Exactly.
Budget. Know your worth. Budget. Balling on a budget. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Donna, for joining us. We really appreciated having you on, and thank you for sharing about your event. And we are very honored to, you know, be a part of that. So thank you so much for that.
Okay. Thank you so much, CB. I appreciate you all. Again, tell your listeners to go to dmacenterprises.net and they can get more details.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We'll pass it on, and we'll also post this on our social medias as well.
Yeah.
And get the word out.
What's what's the spelling of this website?
DMACK Enterprises.net.
Cool.
They can purchase the tickets on that site. They can purchase a sponsorship package on that site. They can do everything right there.
Beautiful.
Boom. Boom. We're on it. And I don't mean to be there. We'll be there, but hope to see you in the future for sure.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
And,
maybe you can join us next year when we do our second annual. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, me. That part. But I was going to say something because, I am Puerto Rican Caribbean, right, and I have this thing with messing up people's names to the bone marrow. So how do you pronounce your last name?
McKissack.
McKissack, as it is spelled. Okay, beautiful.
Yes, McKissack. Beautiful. That's why they call me D. Mac. Donna
McKissack. Yes, I love that. Donna McKissack. All right.
Yes.
Well, it's been nice, and I look forward. I'm going to look for you personally when I get to the event, because I am definitely going to be there.
Oh, I hope you do. Yes. I'd love to hug
yes.
you.
I'm going to reach out before that, so we can network a little bit. And like I said, you know, I'm going to take your marketing, whatever it is that you have, and throw it up on the social media, because that's what I have on my social media is everything Atlanta. Actors, models,
okay.
dancers, entertainers, movie, TV, music, everybody's on my social media. So, yes, I'll definitely share that.
Great, yes. And invite them to the event, because we wanted to have as many people from the industry as possible there so that they can really
yes.
help these independents understand how this business works.
Definitely. All right.
Well, thank you for that.
All right. Thank you again, Donna.
Okay.
And we look forward to
okay.
it. So thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the show thus far. If you want, you can hang out and listen in. Or.
But y'all have been cracking me up.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen on our show.
Yeah. But I'm going to bid you good night, because it's way past my bedtime. But thank you all for having me on.
You're welcome.
Well,
have
you,
a good one.
You. And please feel free to call in anytime.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. That was the wonderful DMAC, Donna McKissack. So, hopefully you guys got a lot out of that and you're going to support this great event. CB and the boys will definitely be in the building. We'll have representation, so look forward to that. Now, moving on to our topic tonight. The topic tonight is we posed the question. And the question that we posed.
Do women need a mate?
Correct. Do women need a mate? Right. And what prompted this? Okay, so now y'all know that I've been on these dating sites, and which I'm getting off of. You'll be happy to know I'm getting off. But one of one of the last interactions was this guy told me, "I'm your husband," and I was like, "No, you're not." "Well, I'm gonna be your husband." "No, you're not." "Well, the Lord told me you're my wife." "Well, the Lord lied to you." And that's basically how our back and forth was going. I already knew that that was not going to work.
He tried to Steve Harvey with Marjorie on your ass. That shit did not work, did it?
Yeah, it did not. It did not.
He said no.
It wasn't happening.
Gandhi much?
It was crazy.
No.
Oh wow! Look.
So what? So are you saying he tanked? Are you saying he tanked big time?
Huh?
I said. So are you saying he tanked big time?
He totally tanked. My thing is this: when a woman tells you, and not just a woman, but when anyone tells you no, no sometimes really does mean that. No.
Sometimes?
Like, no, I don't want you anymore. No, I'm not going to give you mine. No, I don't want to meet you anywhere. No, I don't want any of your time. No, 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 no. And if in doubt, play Scrubs, because those are the lyrics from the wonderful song Scrubs by the great legendary TLC. I don't want that. And it just boggles people's minds when they talk to me because they cannot understand or fathom that I'm a woman who really literally has no desire for marriage. Marriage is not in my horizon. It is not on the table. Marriage is out. I don't want to be anybody's wife. I don't want to be anybody's side chick either.
So question, with that being said, as far as the whole dating thing is concerned, now, do you think that you need to be going back and forth with some of these guys where if you say no, it's no? If you decide, if he says, look, I want to marry you, do you not think that that's just a, I'm not going to give him the attention, let me just block this idiot and keep it moving.com?
Yeah. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Yeah. But the thing is,
I only
go back and forth with them because it's fun. Because I like tripping them up.
I got a question, because I'm a little confused. So you just stated you don't want marriage.
Mm-mm.
You don't want none of that.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to be a side chick either.
But now I want to be on her profile. Is it on your profile? I don't want to be married,
so,
but I don't want to be a side chick. You just want to be in a relationship, or
so
you just want to have fun?
So
yes.
I just need clarification because I'm a little confused. So if you get with somebody and you're committed and you have a committed relationship, what's the difference between that committed relationship and a marriage other than the documentation?
Legality.
Because the responsibility is the same. Am I correct?
Hell no.
The same thing you're looking for in a relationship, you be looking for in a marriage.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So you're saying, because if not, then you're saying if you're not married, it's okay to have a relationship and then have other women too.
Okay.
But what needs to happen,
swinger.
Look,
a swinger.
Check this out. This would be, it's not so much a swinger. I think what you ought to do is create a website where single people come on that don't want to be in committed relationships. You just want to hook up, do your due, and keep it moving.com.
It's called Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
I don't have a profile, so don't look for me.
If you watch TV about 3 or 4 in the morning, you will see that just dial 1-800 hookup. You know, they got it. 1-888 hookup. It's on TV by 4 o'clock in the morning.
But in all fairness, CB is definitely, like I said, she's made her her stance on this known a long time ago. I think we all are curious, and we like to know kind of what lane you walk in, because you say you don't want to be married.
All of them.
Because, and for whatever reason, but then you also say, you know, I just want to be in this. Now, if you just want to have fun, if you want to kick it and then be done, then like I said, there are plenty of relationships that let you, matter of fact, shit, Tinder, my understanding, is one of the number one sites to do just that. So why do you get these proposals from people who are supposed to be trying to just hook up? Because I know I'm not propositioning if I'm trying to be in and out and gone at the end of the night.
Because she got her little cute Red Bull picture up there, and they'd be like, ew, I want some of that vanilla ice cream.
No, please. So good. Yes. I even tried to put one where I was like this. They still try to holler.
Well, understand, like, if
you need to change, you need to put this tagline on your profile that says, stick and move.
Ah, that part. Don't stick around because I ain't cooking breakfast, motherfucker. Wait, this ain't the after show. My bad.
See, that's why I don't drink, because it's bad for my legs. Because they tend to open.
What?
And then I turned into Oprah. Where everybody.
Oh,
Stop the music. Hold on. The doors of the church are open.
So hold on a second. Okay. Check this out, right? I have my room, already booked on the ship, before I find out that I have to be vaccinated to be on the ship, my room was going to be two doors away from my sister. So I thought that I was going to be able to have a little handle on something to make sure she's not really doing the most on the ship. You guys need to make sure she's not doing the most on the ship.
So
I'm
going to
have her throw it in the brig.
Between you, me, and the wall? Hell no.
Every time we go to bed down for the evening, I'm going to call the captain. I'm going to be like, come put this one in the brig, please. That one need to go in the brig till morning.
Mine is on a different floor from all of y'all. My shit's somewhere different. I'm on another part of the ship. Come find me.
Hey.
It's a ship.
It's a boat. You're not going to get far away.
Oh, trust me. It's far enough. Y'all lazy. Y'all ain't running.
I ain't running. All I gotta do is stand in one spot and wait for you to come by.
There are places to hide. I looked at the ship, the schematics of the ship. It's pretty big.
This is it.
Yeah,
behind me.
Huge.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the actual ship. That's our actual ship.
Well, I figured that because there's no ship in Kansas City, so I kind of figured that.
No, but that's our. I didn't just use a random ship for the backdrop. That's our actual ship.
Yeah.
So here's my question, because I guess to CB, because CB is the most outspoken when it comes to this particular subject, and she's very, very, kind of the antithesis of what women are taught to be. My question to you is,
she's experienced as hell in her little department, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. My thing is, if that's What do you put up there? What do you post? Because again, either somebody ain't proofreading your shit or something, because you get the same type of people, and apparently,
they see the picture and they're like, I'm gonna talk to her anyway. I can change your mind. The Lord told me she's gonna be mine. This is what my profile reads. I am a successful, independent woman with a busy, fabulous life. If you can't handle that, then you can't handle me. I'm a woman who knows what she wants and doesn't waste time on anything or anybody I don't want, especially people in which I have no interest. So that being said, let's be clear. If you message me and I don't respond back to you, don't take it personal. Take the hint and move on to the next. Continue your search for that special someone because I'm not the one for you, and I'm clearly not interested in you. So just move on. It is what it is. So where in that
this is the problem. That's
that
the problem right there. Just stop.
Just stop.
That's the problem. Is your profile? You know why? Because you know what you just did in that paragraph. Yeah. You know what you just did. Every man on your dating app, you have just challenged every man on the dating app. You challenged every last one of them. They're like, oh, I'm going to get this bitch. As soon as they get through reading, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, I'm going to get this bitch. I got this bitch. Hey, beautiful. How you doing? You challenged every man on that app.
Yes, super, super in-depth. Now let me spin this. I have a question, and this is kind of getting into our subject tonight, but this drives me absolutely bonkers. Why do women feel the need to say, if you can't handle, if a man can't handle, blah, blah, let me tell you guys something as an adult, as a grown-ass man, one whole grown man, 100%. Animals in the zoo are to be handled. I don't have to handle a woman, straight up, because quite frankly, from a physical dynamic and mental intellect, that's not going to go well. So don't ask me to handle you, unless we're talking about this is kinky sex night and I'm from a fucking forearm in the back of your neck. That's different. But if you're talking about handling someone, man can't handle a strong woman, man can't handle this, don't say that. That's a crock of shit. Because you shouldn't have to be handled. You shouldn't have to be handled. The thing is, if there's some, but what does handle you mean though? So you guys explain what does handle mean?
Wanting, as long as you're consenting, the language which may be offensive to some viewers are inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Ain't nobody mature. But tell me what handle means.
For me, handle means it's a nice way of saying, I could just come out and say, if you're a bitch ass, don't even click the button. Just keep going. Because no bitch
that's
ass.
That's not handle.
No bitch ass. Bitch that ass.
That even
no,
makes
no
bitch. That means,
I'm not
that
taking
even
applications
makes,
for a bitch ass. I don't need a
bitch
ass.
That even makes a
bitch
ass want to test you.
But I guess that's not answering my question. My question is, how does a so-called man handle you? All these strong women, all these independent women, all that means is free. Everybody's got freedom, so we're all fucking independent. What does handle mean? Tell me what handling you means. Tell me what meaning. What does handling you mean? What does handling a woman mean? I need to understand because my definition of handle and someone else's may be different. So what do you mean by handle? You can't handle this. You can't handle that. Okay.
My definition of handle is someone that can take, because there is a big, you know, pandemic of CT going around, which is can't take. That's what Yandy said on Love and Hip Hop, and I totally understand. A lot of people can't take what others are doing. You know, some men can't take a strong woman. They want someone that's going to be submissive to them, bow down to them. Now, I have no problem in catering to my man. When I had one, I had no problem, you know, making him feel good, you know, hyping him up, raising him up, you know what I'm saying? Just giving him that positivity and moral support. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is a man that's mad when I don't call him back. You think I'm cheating. When you see a picture of me with, say, I don't know, Snoop Dogg, and you start to question if I was messing around with Snoop Dogg, like, what? Just because I took a picture with him? Or if you see me with another celebrity and I'm in a picture and you think in your crazy mind that I'm cheating with this celebrity, like, who in the hell does that?
Those are insecure men.
Right.
Those are insecure men.
Not done. And then you text me that you can't handle this relationship because I'm doing too much. And you saw the pictures of me with celebrities and you can't handle that. So I need someone stronger than you. And that was the text that I received. So that's
insecurity.
George and Mimi just said, you're right, that's insecurity, sweetheart. And the
lack
thing
of
is,
confidence, insecurity, all that good old stuff.
That's not about, but the whole handle things, let me say something that's going to make you guys shake your head, smile, agree with me silently, maybe verbally. I don't care how strong, how independent, how whatever you are. Every woman needs a man, if she's one of you, every woman needs a man who can tell her, shut your mouth and sit down. I've got this. It's not disrespectful. It's called, let me do me and take care of you. That doesn't mean you're not capable. It doesn't mean that you're not handling your business. If we want to look at equally yoked, for an example, that's fine. You guys have to be, you know, kind of cut from a similar cloth and of a similar mindset. But you need a man to tell you sometimes, shut the fuck up. But you need a man to say, sit down. I got this because you can get extra. But that just means I got you. If you don't trust me,
that turns me on.
I know it does.
I want to be thrown on the bed and violated. Like, that's what I want. Yes.
Roger Hawkins and left the building for a bite.
Yes, that's what I want. Yes. Ah.
Woo.
Yes.
Woo. Like to make your head blow off. Woo! But you know what? I'm not mad at you. I can appreciate the fact that you and a lot of other people, you admit it, a lot of other people think it, you say it. That's fine. But the point that we're getting at is it's not about, like you said, that's not equally yoked. If someone's insecure and you're in a position in life where you do a lot of things that someone without the testicular fortitude or security can deal with. If you're worried about little things like that, you'll never achieve anything great. So this is why I like to get into that with the whole term, oh, a man can't handle this, man can't handle that. I get where it's coming from. I just don't like the way that it's thrown out all the time just because a woman wants to be. Don't get it twisted. Just because you're opinionated doesn't mean a man can't handle you. It means he doesn't want to hear all that bullshit you got to say coming out of your face because you think feeling equals fact. Feeling does not equal fact.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
But like you guys were saying, I need someone who can, if I trust and have the confidence in him to take care of whatever the situation may be, and everybody has responsibilities to the other. I'm fine with that. I just don't like the term handle because, much like my girl just said, when you want to be handled, you want to be handled. That's a separate time. When it's time to get handled, that means turn the cameras off because shit about to get evil. Yeah, it's about to get evil. But we're not talking about, I shouldn't have to have you. Yeah, but I'm not going to have you on a rope and chain and guide your every movement. You're an adult. I'm an adult. Like I said, we come together.
Hey,
we make a team.
Some people fetishize about that stuff. Some people enjoy that
stuff. True. But
hey,
you know what the fact of the matter is? Especially when it comes to a real man for real, they pretty much would choose rather to have a strong woman.
I mean,
it's like me. Like, I've always been like, and like I am with my wife, you know. She wouldn't be my wife if I didn't think she could handle herself.
Right, okay? I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I will do for somebody that can do for themselves. So I know you can go do it. But I want to do it for you because I feel like you deserve that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A strong man wants a strong woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I die tomorrow, is she going to be able to take care of business? Is she going to still be able to take care of home?
That part.
I know she is. I know she is. Not.
But
you, know,
you
want to
feel like
that
you
want to
feel
if
like
I'm
you
not there, she's going to fall apart.
Right.
You know, so the being a strong woman is attractive to a man.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've done with your profile is challenge the man. I dare you. I dare you. I'm going to challenge you now. I dare you for a week.
To change my
mind. Your profile.
Change my mind.
And all you need, to say in your profile is, hey, I'm what's up? You look. You do what you do. I do what I do. And when we're together, we'll have a good time. And leave it at
ooh,
that. And see what kind of
get all kinds. Because this is the thing. Those are the guys that want her to say something anyway. So they're gonna still come. And look, they're gonna come because there's just a bunch of desperate people out here today. It is what it is.
Right. Right.
You know.
But when you put it the way you put it. That's a straight up challenge.
It's a challenge. He's right, though.
Straight
it's a
up challenge.
And the thing is, as men, the primal part of us is competitive. That's just how we are, whether you see it or not. But the thing is, people do it in different ways. Women are like that as well. It may not be in jumping, racing, fighting, but you are competitive in your own way. And so everybody has to find a way to try to ascend that ladder. So what I think is interesting, and George said it best, I think people that recognize a strength in someone and say, listen, yes, I'm going to be the head of my house, but I need to know that I've left it in good hands if I'm not there. If I have a partner, my partner needs to be able to drive the ship if I'm not available. So if I leave town for business or anything like that, I need to know the shit ain't going to go up in flames if I'm not there.
Right.
We appreciate that as men. What we don't appreciate is the combativeness and the competition. Why in the hell are you trying to compete with me as a man? Only one of us can pee standing up because that's how I roll in relationships. That being said, you know, like I said, you don't wear my pants. I'll tell anybody in a minute. My woman,
I was going to say something about that.
Hey, listen, you can get in my pants and I'm going to try to get you out of yours. But my woman can run the house, but I'm the boss. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what that means? My woman runs the house. But I'm the goddamn boss. But you got to have trust in that. I trust you to do your job.
Of course.
But the crown is up here. It just is what it is. But that's George said, that means you want to take care of certain things for your woman, but you love knowing that she's capable. So to answer tonight's question, does a woman need a man? I roll in my eyes. No. No one needs anyone to breathe, live, or die. You need that. But in my opinion, humans are meant to cohabitate. We are meant to partner and whatever. And in any way you want to look at that, I'm not saying it's got to be one-on-one. I'm just saying we're not meant to live alone.
Not even just humans, just anything living.
Most of the time, unless you're a hermit, which some people just flat out want to be alone for whatever reason. But as a rule, we are meant to have community, bond, pair, whatever you want to call it. And the whole thing of marriage, marriage, that's an institution that was developed by a certain group. It doesn't mean
for
shit.
Legal,
your commitment to somebody.
For legal reasons.
Exactly.
It's all about legal reasons.
Your commitment
and financial,
because
money will get you dead, period. At the end of the day, money will get you dead. I'm going to tell you what happened. I wasn't even there. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. It was so many people that was married, and then when they separated, and this union turned into a bloodbath, and they said, okay, you know what, we need to do this separation thing to handle the finances.
That's not what produced marriage. What produced marriage was the
handle of finance.
The absentee parent and father.
So let me say something, because this is how I'm looking at it. This is how I look at things. I might look at things a little bit different from you guys, because I'm looking at, okay, you're in a relationship. You're living with somebody. You're happily living with somebody, but you're not married. Now, your significant other gets into a freaking accident. You absolutely have no right in a hospital. The mother is going to have the right. You won't have no right. All the family is coming with the bullshit. But if you are married to this individual, you could make those decisions. You have a living will. You have a power of attorney. You have everything in place. And can't nobody come talking shit about
everything you just said.
Because we don't want to all this nonsense.
Everything you just said is financial related, which is the reason for marriage. So that it's not for the union. It's for the departure.
Right. Right.
Because of what people build together.
You can still appoint executors to your estate. You can still give health care and power of attorney to someone who's not your spouse. This, and George
is
right.
True.
This was done
that
financially.
True.
So the rules have
true.
Changed. I do understand if you don't leave any instructions, then when it comes down to probate and things like that,
yes.
then the law will do what the law does. But once again,
right.
that's just a group of people who decide, okay, we're going to make this, you know, a sweeping legislation that applies to everybody. We're going to make choices for you. But if you legally take care of your business, you do not have to have what they call. See, the
right.
here, I'm going to tell you two things about marriage. Like George said, marriage is a contract. It's a business contract. Yes, you want to love the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business contract. And for legal reasons, it allows one person to not necessarily take advantage of another. And marriage is also
right.
the reason that legal issue causes a lot of people to stop working and doing what they did to get themselves in that position. And oftentimes that person is the woman because she realizes,
mm-hmm.
guess what? I got him now. If he leaves, I can burn him. I can take his money. You know what? If you're only doing something because of a law or whatever, I don't need you. Peace out. If I'm that kind of a person. If I'm loyal to you, I'm loyal to you no matter what. I don't need anybody holding anything
right.
over my head to make me do that. But unfortunately, that
right.
old school way of thinking pushes us to do this. Get into the. Why do you think marriage is called an institution? Just like a fucking insane asylum. It's an institution.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you're really about your business and about your love and about whatever, you don't have to be made to do anything. I don't have to be made to take care of my children or my family or my
right.
business. But some people do.
People in a irrational state of mind make irrational decisions. So that's why the law is there to keep that from happening. And make sure it's to make sure that if these two people are separating, they separate fairly. You see what I'm saying?
That's a whole nother. We got to have that discussion one day
yeah,
about what's
yeah.
fair in a divorce. Ooh,
right.
Because
I mean, because that separation can't. I mean. When it comes to financial and personal possessions and you are separating, then that third party is there with no ties to the other party.
That means you're not a player. Why in the hell do you need another party to come in and tell you to do the right thing? That tells me you're not an adult.
Right,
you don't need that.
But the law is that. But society has created that because there's so many people that don't have that maturity.
I agree.
Make that decision. See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really there for those people, for those folks
right.
that are not mature enough to make a rational decision in a separation like that. That's what they're for. You know.
Okay,
one person wants to take it all. No.
Chris was already giving us her view. I don't like the term me, but this is our topic. Mimi, do you think that there are things that you have need of in a man? I'm trying not to say do you need a man, because I know you guys don't need a man to live. But do you think you need a man or a partner or whatever to necessarily complete you in whatever walk that you're walking? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I wouldn't say complete, because that sounds like, you know, I can't be without you. I can't do it without you. I would say more,
sure.
I love the security of having the protection of a secure man around me, whether it's at night, whether it's going to sleep, whether it's just being with me watching TV, whether
right.
it's, you know, whatever it is. I love that. I do not like
the companionship.
If I have to, I will. Yes, I absolutely love that. I love eating with him, going to the movies, going to the grocery store, you know, watching TV. I love that togetherness, and I love that protection.
Security.
You know, it's raining,
right.
It's thundering, I want to be held.
We wouldn't last 20 minutes because I ain't going to the grocery store.
Shut up.
You think I'm playing? Ask my wife. Ask my wife. You think I'm playing?
Wow. Hey,
she says I'm going to the grocery store, she's going to be like,
hey, but, so we look, that ended a little bit quick because it's like we started together and all of a sudden it drifted into, you know what, you're working all day, I'll go some stuff. So, I get it.
Hey, for me,
I used to go all by myself. He's like, shit, you are that chick. You go make that happen. You know the grocery list. You know what we need.
You know what, I say it before and I say it again, I say it all the time, women respect strength. And it's not just, people think it's just physical,
yeah.
It's not just physical. And look,
yeah.
Strength comes in a lot of ways, physical, financial, emotional, mental. The one thing that someone may require of you may not be the same as another. But you may, listen, I've seen plenty of upwardly mobile, successful women, single or divorced or whatever, who are like, really, I don't need you for anything except, like you said, companionship, conversation, I like to have a good time, I want to laugh, et cetera, et cetera. These are my sisters who make it to a certain age. Maybe your kids are grown. Maybe you're are the second part of your life. But these are the women that know what they want. And I find it very, very interesting when they say that. But the simple fact of the matter is women still respect strength. And if you have a man that you trust, he will be you know, he will be able to exert that without any fear of, oh, what's he going to do? Like I said, it's not a competition. Like you just said, I don't care how tough, how independent, how whatever you are, you could be the baddest ass-kicking woman in the world, but you would still rather have a man's arm around your ass when that door shuts at night and it gets dark and it starts raining. It's just the nature of the beast, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I much rather, in my personal preference, I would much rather be rubbing on a soft, shaved, or waxed everything, leg and such and such, as opposed to not. I got the other part of that. You know what I'm saying? Roz's preference. Roz prefers wax, in case y'all wanted to know. Like I said, that's why, you know, I do what I do. I prefer gone, put it like that. Shave, wax, make the shit gone. Different day, different story. We'll talk later. Anyway. I do understand what you're saying, though. It's not the need for life, breathing, or anything like that. It's just the fact that you don't have to always make the – what I've heard from a lot of women I've spoken with over the years, if you have to make decisions all the time, whether it's with your children, at your job, if you're in a position of power or, you know, supervisory or whatever, you don't want to have to come home and still have to, quote-unquote, be the boss, to help do things and things like that. But that's where you share the load. And that's why a woman wants to come home and be able to take off her shield and armor and become soft again and have a man go, sit down, I've got this. So I understand that. Conversely, you have to understand that your man carries the weight of the world on his shoulders. And because if you don't cater to that and you don't acknowledge that, why should he then turn to you and go, I've got you and all that encompasses, if you don't look to me and go, I don't give a shit what they did out there, you mean the world to me. So you got to tell me and treat me like a king in order for me to continue to build up this kingdom. That's just the nature of the beast. Like I said, everything comes at a cost. And if you don't believe in that, you're a fool. So I get what you're saying. It's not about needing to live, but to really, really just navigate. You know, it is so beneficial when you can at least say, I got somebody I can depend on. Whether it's on the party
basis, but then you got the one-offs. See, with all that, what you just said, you got the one-offs, such as CB. See, she wants to be the queen and wear the crown. The king's crown.
She's
going to be the boss at work. She's going to be the boss at work. She's going to be the boss at work. She's going to be the boss at home. She's going to be the boss at
work. You can't wear the king's crown if you ain't got the D to go with it.
Well, you know, church, peace, tabernacle. I mean, well, the thing is,
that's the impression
CB,
I get from a profile.
CB, wait, let me ask, CB, in all fairness, I understand that you are a woman who you have you're intentional about what you do. So, I mean, it's cause being in honest and saying that you want to be the king and the queen, or is it just a matter of the fact that you get a certain type of individual and they force you into that position?
No.
Because it's different.
No.
Okay, talk about it.
No. Basically, George is totally off out of pocket on that one, completely.
Okay.
I have a desire to wear the king's crown.
Okay,
my own damn crown. Why would I want his crown? Secondly, I'm already an independent woman. A man can't do for me what I can do for myself. No man bought my house for me. No man bought my car for me. No man has taken care of my children since they've been born. I have done it all. So when I say a man can't do for me that I can't do for myself, I speak from experience. The only thing a man can
do for
me is
knock me up. You still want somebody to stop you. You still want somebody to
knock
me up.
But you know,
you still want somebody
to
go,
ew. Right. You know, but the thing is, the emotional connection is mainly what I'm looking for, and I haven't found that with anyone. And it's getting kind of frustrating because I'm going to be older next week. And I'm at the age now where I want a companion. I don't know forever, because when I look at a dude and the first thing in my mind is, can I, you know, do I want to wake up to this face every day? Do I want to hear this voice every day? Do I want to interact with this person every day? And pretty much the message for me thus far has been, hell no. And so I always message them back, no, just move on. I'm not the one. Just move on. And they just persist.
That's part of the problem. That's part. That's
what do you
part
want
of the issue.
What do you want?
You can't.
What do
you
want?
You're already going in looking at it for failure. Not that you're not. I'm not saying you're looking for failure, but the way you're looking at it, you're automatically setting yourself up for failure. If you go into meeting somebody and the first thing you do is look at them and be like, "Can I be with him for the rest of my life?" You're already going down the wrong path. You're already going down the wrong path.
It's so early.
You know what I mean?
So early. Because it's so
well,
early on.
That's because you haven't given it a chance just yet. It's like you know, it takes a while to come.
You
to
need
that,
to be looking at him saying, "Can
that,
I make it?
You know?
Can I make it to last to next week?" I mean, I'm just saying. Really, that should be the furthest thing from your mind, because it's the furthest thing from your feelings.
You realize you don't want to.
You have no interest in being married or nothing like that. So if that's the case, why would you go into a relationship? Or go into meeting somebody and you're thinking that already. You don't think
if that's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
But listen, what I'm saying, if that's gonna happen, it's gonna happen on its own without you making it happen or him making it happen. It's just gonna happen.
Okay.
So
they try and it annoys me. I get annoyed very easily, especially when I got so sick. And they tell me, "Oh, you're gonna be my wife," and I say, "No." You're going to go out with me? No. Have drinks with me? No. Can we exchange phone numbers? No. It's like they don't hear no. I don't
So this is the thing. This is the thing, sis.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to control that by you being the aggressor and initiating. Because this is the thing. If you're on a dating site and I'm on a dating site, that means that we can both be the initiators, right? But if you initiate what it is that you want out of somebody, then that might turn around a little bit different versus guys coming at you, because I can almost understand what you're saying. You're just the aggressive type. You're an alpha female. But evidently, you don't want an alpha male. You just want an alpha male.
No, the problem is she's an alpha female, but she does want an alpha male because beta males piss her off. And
that's
the problem.
Right.
No, you said.
Listen to this. She wants an alpha male in the bedroom.
Oh, that part, sure. Okay, I'll give
you. She wants a part-time alpha male.
Hey, listen. let me tell you something. You either all or nothing on this bullshit. Yes. No,
that's
not
an alpha moment.
You cannot try to be emotionally invested in somebody who you just want to fuck the shit out you. That's it. Because
but
they the
say that.
You fuck you get on.
But the thing, and I agree with that. The thing is, just say yeah. that because quite frankly. But the thing is, yeah, if there's a beta or non-alpha fucking a whatever male that comes in, you got to kill that up front. The thing is, you can't do both. You cannot, an alpha female cannot be with a true alpha male and win. It's not going to happen. That's going to be fire and fire every time. Every time.
Yeah, for sure.
You're
going to
clash.
For sure.
And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that it's one of those that's going to be a tough sell. Because the kind of guys you want, like and Mimi, I think said it best. You need that part time alpha in the bedroom. He's got, but see the hats we have to wear as men. You gotta wear this hat. You gotta be this guy. You gotta make this much. You gotta do all that. Let me tell you what I tell everybody. For Pete, and I'm just speaking to everybody. If you got a grocery list long of shit that people have, all these requirements. If you find that woman or man, they ain't going to want your ass.
But
no, I'm just saying.
That's just it. I don't.
So what?
It seems like the more I push them away, the more they want to stay. And I'm like, go away.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's true. The worse you treat them, the harder they try, baby. That's real. The worse you treat them, the harder they try. I hate to put that out there in the universe, but for those of y'all that understand me, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, think about it. When you used to dog somebody, they wouldn't leave you alone. And the one person that you gave everything in the world to, what they do? They fucking stepped on you. It sucks, but that's the way of the world. The worse you treat them, the harder they try. It's a reverse psychology and a whole other level.
Check this out, bro. This is what we probably need to do. This is going to be CB and the Boys. It's going to be a new segment. It's going to be called For the Love of CB. And we're going to start casting.
I'm fucking out. Yo, that would be such a good show. Reality show coming. I'm the casting director. Me and Mimi, we casting directors.
For the love of TV, damn it. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, dude, that's going to be, listen, we starting that shit in 2 weeks. I'm submitting applications on the ship, George. Get them signed up, baby. This is going to be beautiful. This is going to be great.
That's it. Guys, so it's officially, you've heard it here first on March 24th, 2022 at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time. CB and the Boys, new reality show called For the Love of CB.
Oh, that's
going to
be great.
Live every Wednesday.
So
you go to CB and the Boys. Go to CB and the Boys with a Z.org and submit a message to any one of us, and we're going to get you on starting in the next 2 weeks. Let's freaking go.
That is going to be so good. Dude, listen, I'm putting it in my calendar right now in case y'all want to know what I'm doing. Oh, this is great. Awesome.
That's it. Sis,
yes,
we're going to find
yes.
you an eligible bachelor that is going to be submissive until he gets in the room. We got
you.
My role is I'm going to be Jim Lang. You know who Jim Lang is, don't you?
Okay, hold on. No, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
From the day.
Exactly. He was the host of the dating game. I'm gonna be Jim Lang.
You're gonna have the question.
Y'all gonna be the casting directors. I'm gonna be Jim Lang. For the love of CB.
So, oh my God, this is about to be fantastical. I love this shit. This is great. We gonna get you right. Here's the thing. In public, he gonna be like, "Yes, baby." In private, he gonna give me a motherfucking hair. Shut. And he gonna tear your mouth out. And then all of a sudden, you gonna come. You go, "Hey, we either fucking a fight, and it's one or two."
be great.
So we're going to have a whole lot of security and disclaimers, because at the end of the day, we still need to protect our sister, okay?
No, don't worry about that, like I said. Like I said, it could be no trouble.
Hey, check it out. Let me intervene on this for a second. I want to make an announcement of something that's going to be coming up. We're going to do we're going to have a contest. It's going to start late June.
Percolator.
Oh, it's going to be a trivia contest.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We're gonna start talking about this every week, mentioning it every week, so people can know about it. We're gonna start doing a trivia contest. there'll be two winners each time we do the contest, and it's gonna be for a free trip for a. We're gonna give away vacationing stays somewhere.
Very nice. Let's go.
So,
okay.
We'll have some more details on it as we talk about it, and we talk about it as we get closer to it. It's something that CB and I talked about the other night, and it just popped in my head, CB. So I just thought I'd say something about it, but
we're talking about it the other night.
But we'll all get together collectively and make some definitive decisions on it. But it's definitely coming up. I want to start having our first drawing in June, or our first contest in June. But viewers are going to have to start watching now, because it's going to be a trivia question about the show.
Oh yeah.
We're
going to
take two winners. We're going to take two winners, and we're going to go. It's going to be a monthly thing.
George dropping gems on them,
Yeah. Weekend vacation stays on CB and the boy.
Listen. Hey, now, don't get mad if we drop your ass off in Compton somewhere. I mean, like I said, you still got to make the best of it. I'm just letting you know. Hey, depending on how our budget goes that particular month, you know, your ass might end up in Watts, but it will be an experience. We're dropping ass off in East St. Louis, and East Boogie ain't no bullshit.
You know, I just wanted to throw that in there, because we're coming up on that magic hour where we're going to drop off Blog Talk and all that stuff. You know, we may go into after show for a little bit, you know, so we only got 3 minutes left. You know, CB got to get them Wang Tang boys in there somewhere before we go.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So I guess I'll be the first one to say, look, one love, God bless, guys. Tune in, because we're going to have so much good stuff happening in the upcoming weeks. And like I said, you heard it here first, For the Love of TV and the Boys, new reality show. It's going to be coming on. We're going to be casting right here on TV and the Boys every goddamn Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Oh, God,
that's going to
be great. Funny as hell. Got to be more careful. Oh, boy.
So, yes, well, man, come on, let's go. We got
anyway, I'm out. Y'all, listen, brother got to jump on a plane in the morning. So, like I said, peace. Love y'all. Everybody, take care of yourself.
Thanks,
I'll on the flip side. Yeah, thank you.
And, well, you know, I roll. And those famous words, peace, love, and hair grease.
All right. Thank you so much for rocking with us tonight. You've been listening to CB and the Boys. We are every Wednesday for your midweek motivator. Hopefully you've been motivated, and it is Wednesday, so hopefully you got your Wednesday motivation. We want to again thank our guests tonight, Ms. Donna McKissack, DMAC of DMAC Enterprises. Thank you so much for sharing your event with us. Everyone, remember, you can do and be anything you want as long as you work hard and you believe in yourself, but above all things, you love yourself. Also, shout out to BTS, who will be soon departing Korea to defend upon Las Vegas, and they will also perform on the Grammys. And I really have a good feeling that this is the year that we're going to see some changes on the Grammys, and BTS should walk away with their well-deserved Grammys, so we'll see. So that being said, to take us home, it's going to be BTS and Black Swan, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Oh, also, thanks to our sponsor, Isetted Management. Everyone enjoy the rest of your work day, your work week, and we will see you next week. Here's BTS to take us home with Black Swan. Yeah.